Time for some bank shots with our NFL insider from Patriots.com, Don Banks. And Don, after the miracle in Minnesota, are the Vikings destiny's darlings, or is this going to be a Philadelphia story in the NFC?
We have seen a lot of teams that have that kind of moment go on. Music City Miracle, Tennessee, they made the Super Bowl. The 81 Niners, after the catch, made the Super Bowl. I do think they have a little mojo, a little karma coming out of that win. But here's a quirky little stat. The Vikings haven't won a Super Bowl in their 57 seasons of existence. Still searching. The Eagles haven't won an NFL title of any kind since 1960. That's 57 seasons and counting as well. One of these teams' frustration is going to end at least by getting to the Super Bowl. But I think the Vikings have a little more mojo.
Those teams are led by Case Keenum and Nick Foles, and they're joined by Blake Bortles in the AFC and NFC championship round, while Matt Ryan, Ben Roethlisberger, and Drew Brees have all been sent home.
A lot of people are suddenly saying, oh, it doesn't take elite quarterbacking to win in the NFL playoffs. Not so fast. Look, credit to all those teams. There's different ways to skin the cat in this league. I'll go with the rule rather than the exception. Tom Brady is still, and the Patriots are still, the favorite in this tournament, and they prove that elite quarterbacking is still the way to go in the playoffs.
Brady and the Pats got past the Titans easily. Looked like Mike Mularkey was about to get a contract extension. Instead, he was shown the door.
This is all about Marcus Mariota. I think they felt like his regression this year was obvious. Mularkey took the podium at his presser after the last game and basically made the case for status quo. That did not go over well. They wanted changes to his coaching staff. He wanted complete continuity, and I think it was the right move because I think they obviously need someone in there that can take Mariota's game to the next level.
Meanwhile, out of Pittsburgh, there's a report that at least one limited partner wants the Steelers to consider a coaching change after Pittsburgh was ill-prepared, it seemed, for the AFC divisional playoffs.
I think they're going to try to throw a little fear of God into Mike Tomlin. I don't think they're going to walk away from him after a 13-4 season. However, the loose lips started by the head coach himself has to bother ownership. I think the game management sloppiness has to bother ownership. And I think the underachievement level in the playoffs is becoming a little glaring in Pittsburgh. So I look for Mike Tomlin to try to set a new, send a new message and set a new tone next season and really tighten things down because right now it looks like Pittsburgh is wasting their window.
And finally, Don, you've got the number one seeds at home this weekend. Three of the last four Super Bowl championships have been matchups of the top seeds in the respective conferences. That bodes well for the Pats and the Eagles, doesn't it?
It does. And I'll say this. I think the Eagles, by getting that first win at home under their belt last week against Atlanta, really calmed a lot of nerves within that organization and even in the locker room. But I do go back to the Vikings probably have better balance offensively and defensively. And I think they've got the mojo factor. The number one seed thing is strong. It's very compelling to go with the home teams and say chalk is going to rule. I think I'm going to go with Pats-Vikings as my Super Bowl matchup, though.
All right, Don, great stuff as always. Don Banks with our NFL Bank Shots on Patriots.com.